Broadcasting from the heartland of America.
In the Hoosier Media Network studios.
The next generation in conservative talk radio. This is the Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
Yes, indeed it is. What's up? Welcome into it. Hey, great to have you along for the ride. It is the Voice of Reason. I am Andy Hoosier, broadcasting out of the heart of the nation here in Wichita, Kansas at the Hoosier Media Network studios. We are all over the country, multiple radio stations across the nation and TV and live streaming and podcasting, however you watch or check us out. It's so great to have you with us each and every weekend for your weekend edition. What a time it is as well. So based out of Wichita, Kansas, this weekend we're having some storms roll through, which is kind of fun and entertaining. Now, for those of you that don't know, I love the storms of watching massive hail or wind. It's exhilarating. There's an energy in the air. You just get excited about it, and I just dig it. So in between commercial breaks, Chad, make sure to write this down. In between commercial breaks, you won't be able to get a hold of me because I will be outside on the front porch taking selfies of what hopes to be a tornado in the near future. Now, Mrs. Voice of Reason doesn't get as excited about tornadoes as myself, but I get it. They're devastating. You can be very careful with them. They can be devastating and destroy things. I understand that. At the same time, got to have a little bit of fun as well. So I will be taking selfies during the commercial breaks and seeing if there's a tornado coming up, because apparently they're going to be kind of crazy throughout this weekend here. Anywhere from Texas all the way up into Nebraska. A few days ago, a tornado already ripped through Nebraska and tore up some places. So hope everybody's okay out there. Lots to get to today. Holy cow, it's going to be fun. So a lot of bills that happened over this past weekend. Now Congress taking a break, taking a breather after passing their major federal foreign aid bill with really overwhelming majorities in the Senate. I was hoping that they could be stopped. Unfortunately, we didn't. The lies of the Republican Party continue as they said they would not pass Ukrainian funding until we do something with our immigration. And obviously that didn't happen because we tried it one time. We did our one bill for immigration, and they're like, well, I guess we can't do any more. I guess we might as well just give the Democrats what they want with Ukrainian funding and foreign policy stuff. So that's where we're at now, and it's been a talking point for everybody, obviously, but I really want to hone in on one particular piece of this, and I know I talk a lot about it on the program, which, by the way, you can find us all throughout the weekday program and this syndicated program on the website, HoosierReason.com, H-O-O-S-E-R, Reason.com, and of course, find our social media at Hoosier Reason on all of our social media, including the very controversial TikTok. Yes. And as we do this live every weekend,
do it live!
I really want to hone in on this technology, this social media, and this content, because I get it. It's controversial. It's China, and China's collecting our data, and there's a lot of issues here. I understand the arguments, and I know I mention this a lot on the program, but I'm telling you right now, as a younger generation, as part of the millennial generation and those behind me, that social media is becoming more and more prevalent to us. And not just social media, but all the technology that comes along with that.
Andy, what do you mean?
Let me explain. The social media is only a small part of this. Now we have artificial intelligence discussions, and we have content control discussions, and I don't know if you're aware or not, because it really didn't make the news this week, but the FCC that regulates all the radio and TV stations and the internet around the world, or at least here in the country, that they've now voted 3-2 on partisan lines with Democrats and majority there to implement, again, net neutrality. Yeah. So while they feel like they're excited, they feel like that they've been accomplishing more and more in controlling content on the interweb and what comes out to the public airwaves.
We did it. Yay!
So net neutrality, which we'll get to in just a minute, is another major hit on us. But TikTok ban. What the bill does. Let's explain that at least first, I guess. What the bill does that was passed earlier this week on Tuesday night, Wednesday morning in the Senate, was it gives funding to, you know, whatever, the $92 billion that is now going out of your taxpayer money off to foreign aid for Israel and for Ukraine and for Taiwan and trying to seize assets from Russia and all that stuff. But the TikTok ban is the attack and the nice little slap on the wrist against China, saying that they're collecting all of our sensitive data and that they have essentially 8 months to sell sell from ByteDance to another company outside of the nation of China, or they have another extended 3 months if there's an ongoing transfer or if the purchase is trying to go through and be solidified. So they have up to a year to sell before we ban TikTok in the United States. Now, where the federal government gets off in telling a private business, and especially a private business outside of the United States, on what to do with their own private business, I don't know where it gives us the authority to do that, but apparently that's what we decided to do. And this is the response from TikTok earlier this week.
As you may have heard, Congress passed a bill that the president signed into law that is designed to ban TikTok in the United States. That will take TikTok away from you and 170 million Americans who find community and connection on our platform. Make no mistake, this is a ban. A ban on TikTok and a ban on you and your voice. Politicians may say otherwise, but don't get confused. Many who sponsored the bill admit a TikTok ban is the ultimate goal. It's obviously a disappointing moment, but it does not need to be a defining one. It's actually ironic because the freedom of expression on TikTok reflects the same American values that make the United States a beacon of freedom. TikTok gives everyday Americans a powerful way to be seen and heard, and that's why so many people have made TikTok part of their daily lives. Rest assured, we aren't going anywhere. We are confident, and we will keep fighting for your rights in the courts. The facts and the Constitution are on our side, and we expect to prevail again.
All right, so that was the spokesperson of TikTok on the TikTok platform just on Wednesday earlier this week after Biden had officially signed the bill. So saying they're not going anywhere, they're going to challenge this legally, and it is unfortunate that a foreign adversary like this understands our legal system better than what we do here in the United States with the freedom of speech argument, which is why people like Rand Paul ended up voting against this bill, saying that we should have freedom of speech on these issues. Now, other political pundits and some are like, Andy, I cannot believe you're standing up and defending China. I'm not. And as I've said very clearly on this program many times before, we are extremely, extremely hypocritical in this statement by saying that we need to ban TikTok with the collection of our data and finding sensitive information when our government does the same thing. I've been very clear on this issue that fine, okay, ban TikTok, but also ban every other social media outlet out there. You can't have one without the other. This is no more than virtue signaling. Because let me ask you a question. Let's say that we ban TikTok in the nation. What else do we bring in from China where they could be spying and collecting our data in some fashion? Maybe computer chips for our, I don't know, computers? Maybe our cell phones that are made there by the Chinese or by someone in that region? I don't. Every other piece of technology that we ship over from China, do you think that they could put something in there to collect our data as well or to gather information in some fashion? Or is it just TikTok's the only way that they can do that? The only way that they're going to collect our data by putting this app on your phone or other apps that we may not even know that come from China that's actually on our phone right now as we speak, collecting data as we know it. So please tell me how this virtue signaling of trying to ban TikTok is going to be the one and only thing that's going to save us from the Chinese gathering our information when we have the Biden administration that allows balloons to just float over the nation, taking pictures, collecting as much data as they possibly want, and I'd be like, okay, that's cool. We're totally fine with that. We'll shoot it down when it's all done. That's the stupid that we're living in this world. I'm not standing up for China. I'm being rational in the fact that this does no more than virtue signaling for people to get irate and angry irrationally just to say that they're doing something going into an election year. Now, there was rumor this week as of Friday, tweet, tweet, hint, hint, that they were potentially looking at a buyer, but then China, apparently the company, ByteDance, said that they are, however, shutting that down and that there's no conversation going on right now about a potential buy of the company and a selling out. That's part one. Now I want to go to part two and just bring this home and drive it home for you because I like to beat the dead horse, apparently, as we talk about social media. And again, this goes broader than TikTok. I don't care about TikTok. It's just an app. I use it. I have it. I find it entertaining. I'm not on there all day and all night. I mean, sure, there's misinformation on there. Look at YouTube when the government told us that we're not even allowed to question on whether there was masks or vaccines that were beneficial during the COVID-19 pandemic and tell me what misinformation's actually out there. So while this is just the ongoing talk about content control in a larger scale, I want to bring it home with this article that I found on Time.com, Time Magazine. And here's what they say. This is going out of the European Union. Inside Google's plan to combat misinformation ahead of the EU elections.
Say what?
I want to read that headline again. Inside Google's plan to combat misinformation ahead of the EU elections. Now, their elections are happening. Ours are coming up, obviously. And Google already has a plan to stop the quote-unquote misinformation that we could see floating around the social media.
You are fake news.
So here's what they have to say. They are planning on what they're calling is a new term. Get ready for this. This is going to be the new talking point all over social media and all over the mainstream media. This is going to be the new word that everybody's going to say here soon. So we're ahead of the times here. There is now a new term called pre-bunking. Not debunking like we debunk misinformation, but pre-bunking is what they're calling this. Where, according to Beth Goldman, the head of the research at Google's internal jigsaw unit, that's what the unit's apparently called to try and find this, it works like a vaccine. As they say, it helps people to gain mental defenses proactively, where they use AI-generated disinformation and the impact it stands to have on contests around the world to continue to dominate this year's election mitigation. So they're using pre-bunking to try and screen through information before it gets to you, so that way they can make sure that elections are fair and equal, not just in the United States, but in the European Union as well. Using artificial intelligence to screen misinformation generated by artificial intelligence as pre-bunking to decide whether it's even allowed to go up on Google site or not. Now, we talked earlier this week, and we may actually play a clip of this coming up in another segment or two, with an alternative to Google with different search engines, because, you know, this is obviously a big conversation. You know what? We'll play that interview. Chad, line that up, and let's cue that up, and let's play a portion of that here in a couple of segments after the bottom of the hour. Why not? Because I think that'd be a fun conversation with this going on here. So we have Google now that's doing the pre-bunking. What does that entail? That means that before you're allowed to even see any content, they're going to filter it to let you know whether it's actually factual. And I say that in air quotes for our radio listeners, factual or not, on whether you're worthy or whether it's worthy of you seeing it or not. And that goes in line with, and by the way, Google owning YouTube, then Meta, which is the dominant, which brings another conversation of elected officials that have now sunk massive amounts of money into investing in Meta. Because if we ban TikTok, that means that really the only major social media companies that are owned here in the United States outside of the conservative alternatives like Truth Social and like Rumble and sort of those, the major ones are Facebook and Instagram that are owned by Meta, which means their stocks are going to go up because that's the only social media platforms that you're going to be allowed to use. So now we have insider trading from elected officials that are waiting and anticipating for this to happen, and they're going to make bank, baby, because they're going to control the content through TikTok or through YouTube and through Facebook and through Meta. They control the dialogue. They control it. They shadow ban it. They collect your data. They tell you what you're allowed and not allowed to see. And then they're making money off of it because you're not allowed to use any other social media sites like TikTok that has 170 million American users on there. So a pre-bunking message is going to be filtered through telling you what you're allowed and not allowed to see. Is that election interference, I ask you? Is that freedom of content, I ask you? Is that a fair and free election if you don't see it? And it could be misinformation. It could be completely false. I could be saying that a unicorn is running for president of the United States and I should be able to post it on there, but they're going to pre-bunk that and say, nope, that's not the case, and you're not allowed to post that on this site. That's what we're up against right now. And you should be smart enough to decide whether, by the way, that's true or not. But it doesn't matter. The government's going to handle that for you. You don't even have to think. All you have to do is just look at it and know that it's truthful when it actually happens on your social media. That doesn't lead to weird conversations, does it? Lots more of this coming up right around the corner for your weekend edition of The Voice of Reason. Stay here.
This is The Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier. It's America's political therapist. This is the Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
Your political therifying you on a daily basis here, trying to keep you loosey-goosey and keeping you calm during the chaos that is the world today. Which is what we do on this show. So great to have you with us here. Radio, TV, live streaming, and podcasting here on the weekend edition of The Voice of Reason. My name's Andy Hoosier. You can find me online at HoosierReason.com. So we have net neutrality that's in place. We have the banning of TikTok. We have the centralized power of gaining content control and gathering your personal information for very malicious purposes, essentially, from Meta, which is TikTok, or which is Facebook and Instagram, and then Google, which is also the owner of YouTube as well. And yes, we have some of the other ones. We have Truth Social, run by former President Donald Trump, that's on the stock market now, where he just walked away with $4 billion on that one. Then we have the, Rumble, which is owned by a few different people. And we have some other sites, but they're not as big. Let's be honest about the mainstream ones here that the vast majority of the generation, that the population's on, which is Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, which is going to be gone to the wayside here soon, and YouTube, where they're collecting data to the point of, and we've talked about it, I don't want to mention it here much on the show today, but the Treasury Department that has their CINFIN, which is a new report for the financial institutions, if you have a bank account, to track your social media through artificial intelligence for trigger words like MAGA or Republican or Bible, and then tracking your financial purchases to see if you're buying guns or buying Bibles. They're doing that from collecting data from you based on your social media sites, based on the metadata they collect from your cell phones and the conversations that you have. And we're worried about China collecting our own personal data. I find that kind of interesting. Nonetheless, earlier this week as well, a big piece of news that probably didn't get a whole lot of attention in the mainstream media, according to Politico.com, is the FCC, the Federal Communications Committee, that regulates radio and that regulates TV, to where I can't say bad words on here, it also regulates the internet, has now re-implemented a policy that was done under the Barack Obama administration, where they say they're making the internet more fair by not making it more fair, by reinstating net neutrality on a partisan vote by 3-2. Andy, what does that mean? That means that, again, just like under the Barack Obama administration, it's going to be more difficult for you to find content that you need, because net neutrality is going to be implemented. The Federal Communication Commission on Thursday this week revived the Obama-era net neutrality rules, setting up another clash with what they say is with Republicans. The rule that prevents broadband providers from blocking and throttling consumers' internet traffic was repealed in 2017 during the evil Trump administration. That's what they say this does. It prevents broadband providers from blocking and throttling consumers' internet traffic. But like everything else in the federal government, it actually does the opposite of these things. It actually does the opposite of blocking these internet providers from throttling, because it actually streamlines, consolidates the broadband activity to one regulated industry through the government, and then everybody tries to use it, which means it's slower, and then they actually do block a lot of the content that we use on the internet on a daily basis. So that's our federal government for you. They've now implemented net neutrality, a Barack Obama theme. Why? I have my theories. They know they're going to lose the election. And the theory that I have is that, like what Democrats do oh so well when they think that they're going to lose an election, is they start ramming through everything they possibly can, because knowing that they're going to lose, they also know Republicans won't repeal it. And if Republicans don't repeal it, then even if Democrats lose for 2 years or 4 years, they'll get back in office, they'll get their majorities, and then they have a whole new starting point on a new foundation that they started that Republicans refused to deal with or repeal or get back to when they were actually in office. So they're trying to ram everything in possibly now as they can before they end up losing these major elections. That seems to be the rational thing that Democrats like to do, and it's an effective manner of actually advocating for policy. Because if that were the case, why didn't they do this way back when? If you remember Ajit Pai, and he's actually from Kansas here where I'm based out of with our flagship, that Ajit Pai was the head of the FCC, and he's the one that repealed that under the Trump administration. But now that he's gone, Democrats control the FCC by, again, 3-2 majority, and they're doing whatever they can. On top of, I don't know, George Soros trying to buy up radio stations, on top of them trying to kill off conservative content on the internet, on the radio, and on TV. Can you see a trend here?
This is The Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier. True. Reason
and common sense.
This is the Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
Hey, darn right it is. Welcome back into it. It is the Voice of Reason's weekend edition. Find us all over our social media and our radio stations all over the place. If you listen to this as a podcast, which you can at the Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier on any of your favorite podcasting sites. Again, I have to give you a major props and a thank you for listening to the show. We've broken records with our podcast downloads. We recently just hit 100,000 downloads, which is awesome. You guys are amazing. I love you to death. I can't say that enough, especially with an independent radio show like this and kind of doing it on its own most of the time. And here's how radio works on the inside, just by the way, as a heads up, because this goes into the George Soros wanting to buy things up and wanting to dominate, that independent media is growing. You know, the Tucker Carlson Network, and we have like the InfoWars Network with Alex Jones, and there's these independent networks that are out there, but they're still very small, and it's very hard to get content out there because it's easy to control and kill some of these off, like they did making an example out of Alex Jones. But usually there are a couple super duper major conglomerates of networks of talk shows out there. There's Westwood One, there's Premiere, there's Salem, which Salem Radio Network is what distributes this program, and I love them to death. I've worked with them both at a local and a national level for a while now, and it's so I love working with Salem Radio Network. Hat tips off to those guys, but they're the ones that distribute this program. But there's some other ones as well. Radio America is one. I mean, there's a few. Compass Media. So there's different networks out there that are major companies that syndicate shows, not just for talk radio, but for music and other things as well. And right now, George Soros, one of the biggest liberal progressive activists, and I don't even think it's George Soros. Let's be honest. I think it's more of his activist son, Alex Soros, that's kind of taken the reins on the majority of this and has seen been going out of the White House with the Biden administration multiple times over the past few years as he's kind of taken the reins. So I really think it's him wanting to buy this up. And the end goal is to try and kill off essentially talk radio, because this is the biggest medium for conservatives to gather and actually get information out that's alternative to the mainstream, that's very progressive and liberal, and obviously has a slant to want to just try to brainwash you and propagandize you to the federal government. This is the biggest outlet. Now, obviously, there's some TV, there's some podcasts, there's a lot of that stuff, but mainstream, I guess conservative talk radio is the most quote-unquote mainstream that you can get with this. This program, specifically, is distributed through Salem Radio Network, but they don't own the program right now. That I own my own show through our Hoosier Media Network. We own this program. And then we stay on the air based on our sponsors that pay for the program, that allow me to do this for my time and for the distribution cost that it takes to be on the actual satellite, which is, of course, our friends at Americans for Prosperity and Patriot Mobile and Hoosier Health, which we'll talk about a little bit later as well, and a few others with more coming on. And we do that based on getting more affiliates and more listeners. So you listening to the podcast is hugely important for this show to survive. And I thank you for that, because we're doing very well. Again, you can find the podcast, The Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier, on any favorite podcasting site that you have. You can find us on there. That's a huge thing for us. So that's a long-winded way of saying thank you, because we continue to grow and dominate and do well and be a middle-of-the-nation, flyover-nation radio show in Wichita, Kansas, that blasts over all over the rest of the country. And we have some pretty in-depth conversations that go on. Chad, bring up, I never do this, but bring up this interview. I did this during the weekday program, and I usually don't replay the same interviews, and I'm only going to play a portion of this, obviously, but I want to do this because as we talk about this technology, we talk about TikTok being banned, Google that's dominating social media with Meta that's collecting our data, and then using AI to try and find quote-unquote misinformation, which is what they're all about.
You are fake news.
That I think this is a really important conversation, because we had an individual on the weekday program just a few days ago by the name of Kristen Jackson, and she runs an alternative search engine to Google called Freespoke. And it was hugely popular because after I did the interview with her during the week, I got a few emails from listeners that said, hey, we use Freespoke and this is absolutely amazing. But she had a great take on a lot of these current event issues right now with how the government, with creating net neutrality again, with collecting data, with centralizing all this data by really a couple major monopolies in the internet industry, that she's really had a great take on some of this. This is what she had to say earlier on The Voice of Reason. Kristen, before we go into some of these issues, because there's a lot of news that's relevant to this topic right now, tell us, what is Freespoke and how did this come about?
Yeah, so we are a full, and we're really just a search engine for these regular people like you and me and your listeners who just want the internet the way that it was supposed to be, which is results that give you that full picture so you can actually be informed, like you were saying, with privacy and without pornography. So we picked this up on it about 5 years ago, fully functioning. You can download Freespoke today in the app or go to www.freespoke.com. And what you find are just full search results from all viewpoints, left, right, and middle, equal treatment. You can have that debate of ideas. it's that full privacy, anonymous searching. So there's no way for us to knit together some profile about you and track and target, manipulate what you're seeing so we can make money. That's not how we operate. That's how big tech operates. And we also don't have pornography. So we can get into that detail too, if you'd like.
Yeah, there's a lot to get to. Let's talk about. I mean, I've seen headlines, and obviously this is a big topic going on right now. We have the potential banning of TikTok, which has caused some issues with, you know, social media, freedom of speech, what kind of content that's being controlled by our government versus outside governments, which is interesting. We have NPR right now that's openly admitted now by people inside saying that they've been extremely biased in their news reporting, which when people just want information, they don't want it. Biased one way or the other. We have the funding of NPR and PBS from the government. We have now the net neutrality that the FCC just voted on 3-2 to bring back net neutrality. There's a lot of stuff going on right now about controlling content, collecting your data, whether it's sensitive data or not, and then telling you what the truth is. And I don't think people have much of an appetite for this stuff anymore, do they?
Yeah, we're really seeing that even with privacy. For a long time, people, I think, were like, I don't really have anything to hide. Like, it's okay. I can give over my privacy for some free product. But we see trends. There's a Brookings Institute report that says widespread, all ages, race, gender, education, they're losing confidence in Google and other big tech more than other institutions. And it's really around this privacy. It's so big. It's super creepy. And it's out of control. I think quickly on TikTok, I've heard some of your comments on it. And what I think is really fascinating is now that the House and the Senate have passed it and the White House has signed it, my read of that legislation is they just determined that your data and the ability for somebody to take it and control what you see through leveraging that data in an algorithm is a national security asset. That's my read of that legislation, which I think is a huge chink in the armor of Google and these big tech companies that built that business model.
Yeah. Well, they're essentially centralizing it. They're saying that no one else is allowed to have your personal information or your data information or your spending habits or whatever. No one's allowed to have that except for us. And we're going to use that for national security purposes, just like they said. I mean, this new CINFIN tracker that's through the Commerce Department out of all places is now saying that they're using your social media. If you use the term MAGA or conservative or Republican or Donald Trump or any of this, to track your personal finances to see if you're buying Bibles and firearms. If that's not an intrusion on your privacy, I don't know what is, Kristen.
It's true. It's true. It's out of control. And Google itself, they've worked with the government, as we have seen in a recent Supreme Court case. And what they have done is they've put trackers every single place you go. So they know every single thing about you. And when you think about on a national scale, if Google was a country, it would be in the top 10 economies in the world. It's the size of South Korea or Brazil. Just think about that institution that's so big. They pay $26 billion annually to be the search engine everywhere. Just think about how much control they have. And then if they collude with the government, it's all over.
Yeah, it's very concerning. We're talking with Kristen Jackson. She is the co-founder of Freespoke, freespoke.com, a search engine that doesn't do all of this stuff. Talk about your algorithm. When you talk about having information from both sides of the aisle and just the news or just the facts or just whatever out there, how do you set an algorithm like that to be, quote unquote, fair and balanced to allow both sides of content and information to be available to you?
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating. So all search engines operate off of going out, scraping, crawling information, and then organizing it. So when you search for something, we and they can return a search result that is recent and relevant. That usually gets you pretty quality results. What we did is we used established methodologies. So you guys might know All Sides is an existing organization that labels content by publisher, AdFontes Media, Media Bias, Fact Check. These are all sources that just label content. And so we work through those, or we just follow how they label it. We get a consensus, and our algorithm, when it crawls the content to surface it for you, it labels that content, and we can say, okay, we want to make sure you're getting recent and relevant and all viewpoints in those search results.
I love it. It's a great way to do that. When you search something, let's say it's something controversial, let's say like January 6th, or it's about, you know, vaccines with COVID-19, you're going to see, like you said, you're going to see that information from just everywhere. It's not just going to be, oh, well, those anti-vaxxers and anti-maskers, they're the ones that are going to jail and getting sick and dying. You're not going to see that on the front page, are you?
Exactly. You're not just going to see that. You might see it, but you're definitely going to see another viewpoint right next to it. So you can say, oh, this is the angle this side is taking. And here's where I want to go for information, right? Or I want to see a little bit of both. Yeah. We also show, you know, this can be controversial to some people, but we treat people like adults and we think that you can consume information. So we show Russia Today, which we know is Russian propaganda, but we just label it pro-Russia because it comes from Russia. And so you could actually read what somebody on the left, somebody, you know, kind of more moderate, somebody on the right, and Russia's propaganda is all saying about a topic. And, you know, you're actually finally informed. You're not just overwhelmed with data or sources and trying to figure it out. You actually feel informed.
Fascinating stuff. That, again, was Kristen Jackson with Freespoke. You can find them online, freespoke.com, and you can see their alternative to Google, where if you don't want your data collected and if you want actual information without it being pre-bunked, which is now their new fancy term, which, again, mark my words, here on the you heard it right here on The Voice of Reason first. Pre-bunked is going to be a term that we hear in the mainstream going further into general election season this year, run by Google to censor your content. Lots more coming up. Stay here.
This is The Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier. Where Hoosierholics gather every week. This is The Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
Yes, indeed it is. Where Hoosierholics gather every week. You can become a Hoosierholic, by the way, with the newsletter coming out here in the next week or so by going to the website at HoosierReason.com. And you can find our newsletter. Sign up as soon as you go to the website. The little pop-up will be there and say, do you want to be a Hoosierholic? You say, yeah, I do, baby. And you will, you can sign up, type in your email, totally free. We don't spam you all the time either. We don't send you a whole bunch of garbage. We literally send you a once-a-month email the first Monday of the month, every month, with our blog, with information about the radio show, what affiliate stations we picked up, where you can find us around the country, along with all of our great partners and other podcast shows that I post with the Hoosier Media Network, and of course, the wife with Hoosier Health, which is really neat as well. So a lot of cool stuff. HoosierReason.com. Become the latest Hoosierholic, and you can gather here your safe space for truth, reason, and common sense each and every week right here on the program. I want to tell you about my friends over at Patriot Mobile. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies that and organizations that share our values. Freespoke, like we just talked with Kristen Jackson, is one of those where we do an alternative to Google. There's always a way. That I love it, and I love this because we always find a way to fill the void in the private market when there's a demand for something. Right now, there's a major demand for privacy. There's a major demand to fight back against these evil corporations, like the major conglomerates, that just don't care about your freedom. They don't care about your privacy. They don't care about anything. They truly care about just dominating you, controlling you, and working with government to silence and control content for you. And I'm sick of it. And Freespoke's a way to do that on the private sector. And guess what? On the mobile front, now more than ever, it's time for us to actually, you know, put our money where our mouth is and actually support as well with our phone service and our wireless provider. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but does something about it as well, as they're America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes that you and I actually care about. Here's what you can do. Switch to Patriot Mobile right now and get free activation with my promo code on the program. Offer code REASON, R-E-A-S-O-N. Go to patriotmobile.com/reason. You can get free activation. They also have great perks for all military and first responders and everybody else that you can go there. If you have a family package, then you get discounts as well. And you can get all the information right on the website at patriotmobile.com/reason. Patriotmobile.com/reason. Support a company that actually supports you as well as the only Christian conservative wireless provider. If you use one of the other big conglomerates, they still use those same towers, which means you're not going to lose any service. And that way you have the same great service and you're not supporting a woke company that advocates for agendas against us. You can do it right there with your own cell phone provider, which is Patriot Mobile. Patriotmobile.com/reason. Support them today. We appreciate them partnering with us here on The Voice of Reason very much. Speaking of, by the way, I mentioned earlier in the program about the Treasury Department using what they're calling SINFIN, to try and control content, or at least using trigger words that you and I may use, either talking on the phone or texting or on our social media. And they use that to spot a conservative, someone who supports Donald Trump, someone who may or may not purchase a firearm, someone who may actually donate to a Republican candidate. And they're using the financial institutions to start regulating your bank accounts. Now, if you remember, under the Biden administration, they really, really, really tried a few years ago, and thank God for a couple Democrats that didn't allow this to happen, but they really tried to pass a bill that would allow the government to regulate and to monitor any financial transaction, electronic or cash, that comes out of your bank account of $600 or more, going in or going out. Which means if you pay your mortgage, it would be reported to the government that you're actually doing something and they want to monitor it. Well, that program, that CINFIN program, is already working. Where, according to Breitbart News we saw earlier this week, that 13 banks are under investigation by helping and aiding the federal government to spy on Donald Trump and his supporters. It's already happening. This is not something that's like, oh, in the future, okay, those conspiracy theorists, tinfoil hat guys. It's already happening. According to Breitbart News, Bank of America, Chase, U.S. Bank, Wells Fargo, Citibank, and Truist are some of the biggest, but not the only ones, that have been used to spy on Donald Trump supporters to monitor their bank accounts. Now, when asked about this by the Treasury Department Secretary Janet Yellen, she's like, well, CINFIN's really there. That's supposed to help out by creating a national security thing, stopping national security issues, which, if you remember, that's what they did under 9/11, that they just put it under the Treasury Department to try and stop money laundering to terrorist organizations. Well, now that you're considered a terrorist, a domestic terrorist for being a Republican and a Trump supporter, they're now spying on you. And 13 banks have now confirmed that they have been monitoring your financial transactions already without your knowledge, and that they've been doing it for a while, especially during election season. If you purchase a gun, if you buy a Bible, then all of a sudden you're considered a domestic terrorist. The financial institutions are watching it and reporting it to the government, and they're spying on you already. But remember, TikTok's the issue. China's the problem, right? Yeah, I'm ready for the 24 elections coming up, because it's going to be a big one. Lots more coming up in hour number two. Stay right here.